Welcome to Yalla Rocks, and today we have something super special for you. April Rose will be sharing a portion of her Bold Belly Dancer Shift workshop. If you haven't followed her before, April is an Austin-based interdisciplinary artist, teacher, and performer of belly dance, transcultural dance, frame drum, and finger cymbals. She is absolutely wonderful, and her approach to dance and art and life are truly inspirational. In this portion of her Bold Belly Dancer Shift workshop, she'll share with you several reasons that she believes a paradigm shift is happening in the fusion dance space, but honestly, many of her points ring true for the Rock Sharky space as well. She'll dive into carbon copy styling versus developing your own creative intuition and using that to create your own style, and how in the end, it really is all about the process. This workshop was originally given as part of the Cohesion Camp virtual retreat and is available as part of the 2023 bundle, or was, if you're listening to this after November 10th, 2023. If you like this, you can check out more from April by following her online and checking out the Cohesion Collective. All links can be found at thebellydancebundle.com/104.
Today, I'm going to show you what I've learned from working with hundreds of dancers, over 23 years of experience in the belly dance world, touring to teach and perform in over 20 countries, and years of graduate school and research. We're going to discuss the Bold Belly Dancer Shift. What are the things that are changing? What is happening right now? There is a fundamental shift happening in the world of fusion belly dance. I'm going to talk about exactly what I think has been happening and what is coming. You know, maybe you've been thinking, I kind of want to do my dance practice in a different way, or I don't know if this is the best thing for me. You know that feeling when you put on somebody else's clothes and they don't quite fit and it's kind of uncomfortable? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about where that feeling might be coming from. And there's been a total paradigm shift. So let's dive into it. As I see it, dancers are done with the idea that there is one correct way to do things. We're over the either or binary thinking. We're done with the copycat style. We're done abdicating our own intuition in favor of following the crowd. And we're done asking for permission rather than educating and authorizing ourselves. Let's get into all of this. The future is for the bold. Those who are willing to do things differently are paving the way right now. The people who are ready to let go of that one style fits all mentality, one solution for every problem mentality. Those who are ready to educate themselves and tap into their intuitive intelligence to lead their dance lives, to make empowered decisions and experiment. So today I'm going to be breaking down for you this old paradigm into the new paradigm of the Bold Belly Dancer Shift. And tell me if you've been noticing these things too, okay? Carbon copy style. We're kind of over this carbon copy style in favor of courageous creation. Let's talk about what this looks like. Sometimes you get certified to teach combos when you become teacher certified, but you're not taught like how to teach anything. You're just carbon copying combos. You are collecting choreographies from your favorite dancers and choreographers. I mean, I love to do that too, but like sometimes that's all it is. We're just like collecting other people's choreographies and just doing those. And we're emulating our favorite dancers, like literally looking at photos and videos and being like, how can I be exactly like that? And imitating movements, but not knowing why or the nuances. As opposed to just learning specific combos that you then get to teach other people, I think it's really wonderful to learn how to teach and how to keep bodies safe. It's really important to learn how to look at your students and make sure that they are aligned in a way that they're not going to harm themselves. Because a lot of us need to learn how our basic joint and muscle function works. And that's one really great thing we get out of dance, is helping people learn how to be in their bodies in a way that's going to allow them to remain healthy for as long as possible. So we're not just like teaching dance. We're also teaching people literally how to sit in a chair, stand up, how to hip hinge, how to utilize your glutes and the biggest muscle groups in your body. I also think it's great from collecting other people's choreographies, but like taking the risk and having the courage to make your own. Try it, seeing what that's like for you. Like, what's your vision? And rather than just emulating your favorite dancers, try refining your signature style. What is it that makes you unique? What's your act? What's your flavor? What do you care about? What's your perspective? And instead of imitating movements but not knowing why, we start to make educated, empowered choices in our performances. So we learn maybe why we would do certain movements to certain rhythms, or why we would use certain parts of the body during certain melodic progressions. And it's not like a rule that you always have to do this or you always have to do that or it's wrong. But if you have a set of conventions that you see in other dancers, you understand why that's happening there, and you know what's being referenced, then you can make decisions creatively that you feel good about and that you can stand behind. So with carbon copy style, you're just copying, pasting moves into the dance without knowing why. You don't get to discover your own taste and perspective. You don't understand how to teach or understand why certain lessons are important. You're just like, I don't know, I just teach these moves because that's what I learned how to teach. Is just this, I'm teaching what I learned, but not how, I didn't learn how to teach it. And you miss out on the opportunity to develop your own creative intuition, which is a lot of the reason why any of us are in an art form in the first place, because we are developing our intuition. And when you have the courage to create, you're designing your own style that plays to your strengths and your uniqueness. You're trusting your intuitive intelligence to mix and match different ideas and apply them to your dance. You're learning how the ingredients work and how to cook, not just following a recipe without understanding. Like, you can mix up the ingredients, you can change the cook time, you can change the cookware, like you can make different choices for your context and for what's available and for what you enjoy, for who you're serving. And you can make all of those adjustments because you understand the recipe. And you also have the self-confidence to put your own twist on tradition and infuse your creativity, which is what dancers have been doing throughout history. They have been infusing their creativity. They have been putting twists on tradition. Regurgitated and recycled is not only boring, but it doesn't serve you because you don't learn how things actually work. So we're gonna move forward to another shift, but I just wanna tell you that my belief is that you should never have to start from a blank slate. Like, we don't just go out there and just make stuff up off the top of our heads without ever studying anything. But you should always infuse your unique voice and creativity and personality into the tried and true movements, combinations, rhythms, and melodies. You're not just copying and pasting without context. You're learning why and how to dance, play, and teach so you can apply those skills on every stage and in every studio specific to the context that you're in. Okay, the fourth shift that I'm noticing is following the crowd. We're kind of done following the crowd, and we're learning now to trust our own intuition. Let's talk about what that looks like. We know how this feels. Basing what you do on what you see other people doing on social media, comparing yourself to everyone else and feeling behind. Constantly looking at what everyone else is doing and focusing on how you are perceived versus how you feel. When you are basing what you do on what you see other people doing on social media, you're comparing and you're looking at the absolute surface level without seeing the behind the scenes of their life and everything that they're doing. You don't see the reasoning, you don't see what else, you just see the surface level, the finished product. And there's such value to trusting your own intuitive intelligence. Instead of comparing yourself to everyone else and feeling behind, it's so important to honor your pace. Your pace is your pace, you're never behind. There are things that we all need to accomplish in our life, and sometimes we need to take pauses and focus on other things more than things we focused on in the past. And that's part of living a dynamic life. So when we compare ourselves to others and start feeling behind, you know, we don't know what they're quote unquote behind in. And when we're constantly looking at what everyone else is doing rather than keeping our eyes on our own paper, you remember that saying from when you were a kid in school, keep your eyes on your own paper. It is so helpful to keep your eyes on your own paper. And it's very easy to lose touch with why you love dance when you're constantly focusing on how you're perceived, how you show up on video, what other people think of you, what other people's opinions. And really the benefit of diving deep into a dance practice is creating a closer connection with your body. And I think if there was one thing we could do on earth to help all of society, it would be for each individual person to create a closer connection with their own body. If every single person could learn how to feel what they feel, how to know what they know, and how to just drop into the physical sensations of what it's like to be in their body, that would change so much. It's so important, just the act of learning how to be in your body. It happens to me too, when I get into that social media scroll and start comparing and feeling bad, compare and despair, start feeling lonely, start feeling sad. When you follow the crowd, you get into compare and despair. And that's a little phrase you can remember, compare and despair, because it never turns out well. And also that's just, in my opinion, not how life works. Like, that's part of a scarcity mindset versus seeing abundance and seeing that another person's joy adds to the collective joy. And that when someone can do something, that means you could also do something great as well. Like, it can open up our possibilities. So rather than compare, like, just have this abundant mindset where everyone can succeed and all of our successes build on one another. Instead of looking at only the surface level without knowing any of the nuances or behind the scenes, feeling lonely, feeling left out, feeling rushed, and losing connection with the joyful reasons why you started dancing in the first place. And it can happen very quickly. So we got to recover that connection. Trusting your intuition. That's when you feel connected to your inner knowing. You take aligned action toward your goals. What's important to you? Because it's so easy to get distracted and think like, oh, well, that's important to me now because that seems great for that other person. Trusting that what is meant for you will not miss you. If you stay open, you stay ready, you keep working little bit by little bit, what is meant for you will not miss you. Prioritizing joy, pleasure, and connection. And I know that sometimes it can feel dangerous, stressful, guilt-ridden to prioritize joy and pleasure, but I think it's through the avenues of joy and pleasure that we are going to create deeper connection with ourselves and the people around us. Okay, the final shift that I'm noticing here is asking for permission versus educating and authorizing yourself. A lot of us want to just go to the right person and ask for permission to do things and then be like, well, that person told me I could. It's not going to happen, you guys. We're seeking validation from others. It's the same line of thinking that says you have to be perfect before you perform. You have to know everything before you can teach. You might be basing your worth on the opinions of competition judges, and you could replace competition judges with like any group of people who pops up into your head that you're basing your worth on, and making decisions by committee, where instead of just like doing what you know you need to do, you're waiting for everyone to agree and you're waiting for everyone to get on the same page. So rather than seeking validation from others, we can embody our bold belly dancer alter ego or archetype. And what that means is embracing experimentation. So the idea that you have to be perfect before you perform something is like, you'll never perform anything if you're waiting for that moment. When will you finally celebrate what you can do, what you're capable of? If now you're not proud of what you're capable of at this moment, how are you going to be proud of what you're capable of in the next moment? And instead of feeling you have to know everything before you teach or perform, How about you approach everything with curiosity and with humility? You'll never know everything. How about that? We'll never know everything. We need to always stay curious, and there will always be more to learn. So if you approach what you do know with humility, then you're not like pretending to know a bunch of stuff you don't know, and you're not waiting to get to perfection before you can participate in the world. And instead of basing our worth on what others say, we operate from our own inherent worth. You literally do not have to earn your worth. You were born valuable, precious, worthy, just because you're a human being on this earth, and every single person is absolutely worthy of love, of attention, of abundance, of financial security, of health, of resources. Every single person is worthy. And it's not that we have to accomplish or do something in order to earn our worth. That's not how I believe it works. And instead of making decisions by committee, you make empowered decisions and you take responsibility for them. That's the thing, is that it can be scary to take responsibility for your decisions. You know, you might say that was a mistake and I learned from the mistake that I made and I'm going to do things differently the next time. But instead of blaming somebody else for your own actions, and in order to be able to do that, you have to be standing on a very strong platform of self-worth in the first place. So when we're in this permission-seeking mode, we're people-pleasing at the expense of our own peace. We're staying in the box that other people put us in. I've definitely done that before. We're not performing because we're waiting until we get better to celebrate what we can do. That mythical day when we feel great about everything. We're not teaching classes because you don't know every single thing, but we're never going to know every single thing. We're never going to be perfected. So stop putting that expectation on yourself. Maybe you're not starting a dance company or some kind of project because you need everyone to agree on a time and place. Well, I sent out a Google Doc and I sent out a doodle survey, and people want to meet uptown or downtown or midtown, and they want to do Tuesday and Thursday and 6 p.m. It's like, you know, how about you just step into your role as a leader and you get the time that works for you and maybe for some of the people that you really appreciate being around you, and just take responsibility for that instead of waiting for everyone else to be in agreement. The process of educating and authorizing ourselves gives us a feeling of confidence that is based on earned knowledge and ability. So it's not like false confidence. Like, we're taking the time to educate ourselves. We're taking the time to listen, to learn, to create, to experiment. And then we're making decisions and choices that we can uphold based on our own research and our own experience. And when we have an attitude that we're always learning and always growing, then hopefully we can enjoy the process of learning, enjoy the process of growing, even the discomfort, even the challenging parts of learning and growing. Maybe we can even enjoy that part too, because we don't see this perfection on the other end that we're not getting to, and therefore we don't deserve anything and we're not worthy. No, there is no perfection at the end. It's all about the process. It's entirely about the process. And everything we do is a celebration of that process. And just plain having the audacity to be bold and creative. And that can be scary, but just try it. Just try having the audacity. I understand the temptation to do things the old way, but in the long term, it doesn't work out. I've tried that myself. It doesn't work out. No one's going to give you the seal of approval. No one's going to give you permission. You're never going to reach that perfect place that other people all agree that this is perfect. So you might as well just step into your power as a bold belly dancer.